blessed birthday of Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Salam, dear listeners, and hearty felicitations to you all. Today is a day of double joy. You already listened to an interesting program on the blessed birth anniversary of Almighty's last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad. Blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Now we present you an article on the auspicious birthday of his sixth infallible heir, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, who was also born on the blessed 17th of the month of Rabiul Awwal and revived in society the pure and pristine teachings of his ancestor, the Prophet, despite a gap of 136 years separating their respective birthdays. Before we proceed, here is Ayah 59 of Surah Nisa of the Holy Quran, where the Lord Most High commands us, O you who have faith, obey Allah and obey the Prophet and those vested with authority among you. As we said, today is a day of double joy. We are in a festive mood, and along with the celebrations of the birthday of the seal of all divine messengers, to whom the Creator had bestowed the final and most comprehensive heavenly scripture, the Holy Quran, as the universal constitution for all mankind, we are marking the birth anniversary in 83 AH of his sixth infallible heir, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him. As is clear by the ayah that we recited, divine guidance did not stop after the passing away of the Prophet, or else the Holy Quran would not have exhorted us to obey those vested with authority among you. The commandment of God is not obedience to the Nimruds, the Pharaohs, the Khazars, or any of the emperors, kings, and dictators who imposed themselves on the people. Neither does it mean obedience to the ungodly rule of the elected or nominated prime ministers and presidents. Nor are Muslims obliged to obey the un-Islamic dictates of sultans feigning religiosity or, for that matter, those styling themselves as caliphs. Then, who are we required to obey after Prophet Muhammad? Blessings of God upon him and his progeny. For those with clarity of vision, the above-cited ayah is self-explanatory. It refers to what the Prophet had explicitly said and done on the commands of God. One of the most vivid instances when God and the Prophet publicly vested as the person with authority among the Muslims was the 18th of Dhul-Hajjah, 10 AH, at the place called Qadir-e-Khum. No one, not even those who hijacked the caliphate, can deny that Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, was not proclaimed as vicegerent before a massive gathering of 120,000 Muslims. The books of hadith and history, including those of our Sunni brethren, are replete with narrations that on numerous occasions, ever since the first public announcement of his mission as the messenger of God, till his last days, when paper and ink had been denied to him, the Prophet had made clear to the Ummah the prime position of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. But the question is, whose authority are Muslims required to obey after Imam Ali, peace be upon him? The answer is obvious. The Prophet not only referred to his two grandsons, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, peace upon them, as leaders of the youth of paradise, and leaders who should be followed in this world whether they sit or rise, but he also specified without mincing words that his divinely decreed heirs number exactly 12. It was thus no coincidence, but divine providence, that the Prophet's sixth infallible heir and the reviver of his pristine sunnah and seerah, or behavior and practice, was born on the anniversary of his birthday, the 17th of Rabiul Awwal. Imam Jafar Sadiq, peace be upon him, needs no introduction. Born in the year 83 AH, on the 136th birth anniversary of the Prophet, he left the world a martyr in 148 AH at the age of 65, after serving as God's authority amongst the Ummah for 34 years that could roughly be divided into equal parts in the reigns of the Umayyad and Abbasid tyrants, who claimed to be caliphs, although neither God nor the Prophet had vested any authority in them. The first 18 years of his imamat saw the tyrannical rule of Hisham ibn Abdul Malik, Walid II ibn Yazid II, Yazid III ibn al-Walid II, Ibrahim ibn Walid II, and Marwan II al-Himar, all of whom had no pretension to religiosity and were notorious for their open violation of the laws of God and the teaching of the Prophet. During these years, the sixth Imam, despite facing persecution, especially by Hisham, took to new heights the Academy of Medina that was founded by his grandfather. Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, the survivor of the Karbala tragedy, and consolidated by his father, Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace be upon him. At its peak, the academy saw 4,000 scholars learning different branches of sciences at the feet of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, including the father of chemistry, Jabir ibn Hayyan, and Abu Hanifa Nu'man ibn Thabit, the founder of the school of jurisprudence known as Hanafi, who was an offspring of an Iranian Zoroastrian convert to Islam. In the next 16 years of his imamat, the Prophet's sixth infallible successor shouldered a graver responsibility. First, after the overthrow of the Umayyads, there was the offer of caliphate by Abu Salm al-Khalla, one of the victorious generals of the uprising, and the imam, whose authority was God-given, burned the sealed envelope of the offer in the flame of a lamp, in order to show to the people and to the posterity that the real caliphate of successorship to the Prophet is not a position bestowed by fallible persons, but is a divine trust which he already possessed as the Imam. Next was the devilish plot of Mansur Dawanighi, the caliph of the usurper Abbasid regime. Originally a follower of the Ahlul Bayt, he had memorized thousands of hadith on the merits of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, but became a turncoat on assuming rule of the Islamic realm. He not only tormented Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, whose God-given authority he had acknowledged in his days as a persecuted fugitive during Umayyad rule, but labeled the Shia, or devoted followers of the Ahlul Bayt, as Rafizun, which means rejectors of the caliphate. In the face of such intricate plots, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, as the righteous heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, bequeathed to the seekers of truth the jurisprudence known as Fiqhul Ja'fari, which is actually the Shari'atul Muhammadi in its genuine form. In short, the sixth Imam's profound knowledge and virtues have been recorded by the historians, included hospitality, charity, the helping of the needy in secrecy, the fair treatment of poor relatives, forgiveness, patience, and fortitude.